This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lots of signs and a lot of people outside the federal courthouse in Miami. It was about the former president and him coming face to face with Jack Smith and the court battle beginning. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, that's not the only thing going on. Texas, hopefully not breaking the power demand record because the heat there getting up to what it feels like to be 114 degrees. And we all know how shaky that grid can be. You want some good news? Inflation is down. It's down. Do you believe that? Lowest in 2 years. It certainly doesn't feel like it every time I go to the grocery store. Yeah, eggs are not $7. They're like $4.50, but it is down, and I'll tell you about those numbers, too, as we click along here right at the top. But first, talking about Donald Trump, we knew this was happening. We knew there was going to be people outside the courthouse. Yay, the people weren't insane and crazy and weren't throwing things. There wasn't any kind of problems with that. Definitely, the people showed up to support the former prez and let him know that, that's for sure. But that's not a surprise either. And now it's just about what happens next. So he goes into court, has to wait 15 minutes, and had supposedly a very stern look on his face, going through what you normally go through in this situation. You hear the charges and then you answer for the charges. And he pled not guilty to 37 counts. Then he went to a very popular restaurant, Versailles, where they make Cuban food, and it's definitely a right-leaning Cuban kind of area. It's a great restaurant, and it's well-known. So he went there, and people sang happy birthday to him, and he said, I'm picking up the bill, basically. Food on me. So in good spirits, despite this case, and who knows where it goes, it's all about the records and taking classified documents and having them in a bathroom and throughout other areas at his mansion in Florida. While that will play out as to what the timeline is, he went back to New Jersey and said to a crowd of supporters in his speech, today we witnessed the most evil and worst abuse of power, heinous abuse of power in the history of our country. Very sad thing to watch. That's what he told the crowd at his Bedminster, New Jersey summer home. And he said this corrupt sitting president had his top political opponent arrested on fake and fabricated charges of which he and numerous other presidents would be guilty right in the middle of a presidential election, which he is losing very badly. Raised a bunch of money, now will continue to fundraise and talk about the upcoming election. And there was lots of reaction from people from the far left, from the far right, from right in the center. I mean, this is something we knew was happening, and there has already been reaction to this. And you also had some of his challengers who didn't have much to say, who kind of just left it alone, including the president. He was asked about it, and there were press screaming questions at him about Trump and what happened in the indictment in Miami, and he just didn't answer at all. He didn't take the bait on answering any kinds of questions like that. So Pence was the same way. Pence refused to really answer anything. He didn't defend Trump in the indictment, and he's sticking by his whole stance in running, where he's not showing up in the polls pretty much at all, just minuscule, that he couldn't defend the president against the very serious allegations in his recent indictments. So you can read the indictment and you can look at it and you can analyze the charges against the former prez, but the fact is it's going to be played out in a courthouse. And there was the grand jury that put up the indictment, but the indictment is one thing, answering the charges is another thing, and then the timeline before the primaries and this race and run-up to president, that's the other side of it. And we're going to be speculating about that a lot. We're going to have people on. We'll talk about that, dig a little bit deeper as to what does that mean, a speedy trial. It might not be a speedy trial. It might not go that fast. It doesn't look like that to me, because I would think if I were the president's lawyer, I would really be pushing for a slower process to get through the primaries. And then, of course, when you're talking about classified information, it's not going to be speedy because there's so many documents that you're talking about. I don't see, you got pre-trial motions and how that all leads up to it. I can't imagine with that many charges. And the Constitution guarantees criminal defendants, of course, the right to have a speedy trial, and defendants in federal cases are allowed to have a trial start as soon as 70 days from the time they are indicted. But in most cases, you can pause the clock so you have more time to prepare. And, you know, is it troublesome to have it fast, or is it better to have it slow? And there are different kind of opinions on this. I think slow would be probably better. But maybe not. Maybe it's just not have it looming with the election approaching. I think it's really more about the primaries and getting the Republican nomination. In any of the polls at this point, he would win the nomination. If that were to happen now, tomorrow, period, he would win the nomination. Not even Ron DeSantis has come that close. Nobody is near him in any of the polls. And so we'll keep looking at the polls. We'll look at some of the factors and how does it affect you and me and what does it look like ultimately. If I still lived in Texas, in Dallas, it would affect me because Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, all those places, air conditioning use will soar. And so when you get up to 80.3 gigawatts, and higher, and if you look at what's happened in the past, that's when they panic a little bit. Electricity use breaking an all-time high, and they think that's going to happen by the end of the week. So the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which is crazy, that name, or ERCOT, is warning to not jack up the air because of what will happen with the power supplies and how it will be stretched, especially in the next couple of days. So that's something to look at. There's cooling centers that have been set up. That's what you do when you get that kind of weather, but especially when you have a shaky, shaky grid. Inflation, lowest, as I said, in 2 years, rose at a 4% annual rate May, and that is the lowest that we've seen. Now, that excludes food and energy. So that rose, food 0.4%, energy 5.3%, and the numbers are pretty much in line with what we thought was going to happen, but the inflation rate cooled. That's a good thing. It takes the pressure off the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates, which then turns around and helps people who are buying houses, who are paying credit card debt, who would be heavily affected by what the Fed decides to do with the interest rates. So it's probably good news all the way around. Good news for all of you. Coming up next, UBIs. What are they? Find out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Ubiquitous bits of information, a.k.a. fun facts. That's what we're talking about here. Jeremy Paulson joins us, the technical maestro for this particular show. Jeremy, this is always so fun. I can't wait to see what you have in store for us because you get to go first.
Hey, hey. Well, I always go first.
That's right.
So I did film because we're both huge film buffs. We both love film stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did a bunch of like key history moments in film. Do you know when the golden age of cinema was?
Golden age of cinema. Let me think about it. In the 20s?
The 30s and the 40s is considered the golden age of cinema. Do you know why the 30s and 40s were considered the golden age of cinema? There's two key reasons.
Probably because they weren't silent films anymore. And by the 30s, they weren't producing them anymore. Like, I think you had the Jazz Singer was the first talkie or whatever. Nice. So things changed.
Yeah, that was the beginning. That's why the 30s was considered the golden age. And you actually got my first key point, is in the 1900s, films were silent. And then they made the first sound film, which was called Talkies, was the Jazz Singer in 1927.
Yeah.
So then in the 30s, it got popular because it was the first, like, sound films came out.
Yeah.
Now, do you know why the 40s was the other portion of the golden age of cinema?
40s. Because of, they weren't black and white anymore. There was, everything was in color.
See, you're a champ. You're a champ today. Yeah, films were originally black and white, and many experimented with color. But in 1939, the first big market color film came out. What was that?
First big market. I don't know. What was it?
Wizard of Oz.
Ah, Wizard of Oz.
1939, The Wizard of Oz came out. I love it. It was a huge color film. So it's huge, and they made the 40s bring more golden age cinema.
Yeah, wow, what a difference.
They're all colored.
Yeah, what a difference the Technicolor would make,
Right?
Yeah.
And then
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, so those were the two biggest, like, history ones. And the next one would be, so they did the first, like, big popularity 3D film was in the 2000s with Avatar, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually not when they experimented and did 3D films. When was the first 3D film?
Ooh, first 3D film. I'm going to say in the 90s.
That was 1950.
Oh, my God.
Which is 1950? Which is why the 30s and the 40s were the big golden age cinema, because in the 50s they experimented with 3D and everyone hated it.
Oh, that's when people had to wear glasses, and you see old pictures of that. I should have known that.
So cinema faltered after that.
Yeah.
No one liked it. And then in the 2000s with Avatar, it got huge popularity again with 3D films. And today, you have 4D films.
Oh,
with shaking cars, or shaking chairs, hot and cold, like fans blowing hot and cold air on you, and even smells. They even induce smells into the
theaters.
The theater, you know?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? You know, when you go to get a ticket for some of those big films, like you made the point about Avatar, you have to decide, do you kind of, I call it regular, do you want your regular film, or do you want 3D in some cases? Do you want, what experience do you want? And then the ticket costs a little bit more. I just like to watch the film straight up.
You wouldn't go to a 4D? I would want to see an awesome 4D film.
Well, it'd have to be. I guess it would depend on the movie. If it was a movie where I thought it would make a huge difference, yeah, I guess I would. Right? I mean, I don't know. I go to the movies a lot with my nephew, and he hates it when it's like, and he's into film. That's like part of his degree. He hates it when it's just too loud and insane. You know, when it's too much.
It's more like a theater ride than a film, right?
Right. And I get that, because he would be more of a purist at 21. And I understand that, because he wants to hear the dialogue. He wants to see what the filmmaker's doing. He wants to pay attention to that. But you know what? Some films, it is about that. Some films, it is about the special effects, because that would be another special effect.
Yeah.
Right? So it just depends. Oh, interesting. They were good.
Yeah, you knew most of them. So.
Yeah, nice. Oh, yeah, I'd love movies.
Showing your film knowledge.
Oh, love movies, love them. All right, so coming up, the next Olympics is, when we look at the Olympics, the Summer Olympics is in Paris. And it's the 26th of July through August 11th, 2024. I know some people who are actually going to go work the Olympics. I can't imagine what that'd be like, although they're excited to go do the whole Olympic thing. So I thought it'd be fun to look at, because people are talking about the Olympics more, to talk about a little bit about the history of Olympics. Do you know what country is the only country to have at least one gold medal at every Summer Olympics?
Every Summer Olympic, only one gold medal.
To have at least one gold medal at every Summer Olympics.
Is it not the U.S.?
That was a good guess. Great Britain. England. And then in the ancient Olympic Games, there were no gold, silver, and bronze medals. There was only one winner, actually. I like that. Per event, and they were crowned with an olive wreath made of wild olive leaves. That's what you got. Here is your olive leaf crown. But it makes sense. I mean, think of the times, right? But I do think it's interesting. There wasn't any three places. You know, there's just, you're the winner. That's it, period. And how about that? The first recorded ancient Olympic Games in Olympia were 776 B.C., That just seems crazy. I mean, we're talking about bare-chested shields, and, you know, way different than what we're seeing now. The first modern Olympics, 1896 in Athens, of course. Okay. Right? Because that's where all of that, a lot of that went down. I think the Olympics are so interesting. The first winter, what they officially called Winter Games, happened in Chamonix, and it was in 1924. So, you know, we're talking about France. Some people think the Olympics have lost their luster, but when I think of what the athletes go through and the sports, I like that whole international competition. I do. I think it's good.
I kind of need it to build, you know, camaraderie, like,
yes,
you know, the deal with other nations.
Yes, that's exactly what I think, because you see that friendly competition, and you see them when the opening ceremonies and then the closing ceremonies. So I think it's huge. The host city designs the Olympic medals for each game, and each must be at least, I thought this was pretty interesting, 60 millimeters in diameter and 3 millimeters thick. The gold medals have to be covered in 6 grams of gold, and silver has to contain 92.5% silver.
Hmm.
Yeah, because they don't want you skimping on it, giving you some of that crappy silver.
tarnished metal.
Yeah, it's tarnished. I don't understand. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, the Olympic rings signify the world's 5 major regions: Africa, the Americas, Asia, Europe, Oceania, and the colors are blue, yellow, black, green, and red, and they're used wherever the ceremonies are, and that's the official flag of what the Olympics is. This is pretty interesting to me. The U.S., and specifically CBS, first televised the Olympics during the 1960 Rome Games. Can you imagine? People were probably huddled around TV sets watching that because they hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would be some, and there was no streaming and competition. I mean, that would be the only game in town, and you'd have all these American athletes. So I think that's pretty interesting. Definitely.
Did you hear that they're trying to get football in the Olympics by making it a flag sport?
Yes.
Flag football.
Flag football.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about flag football?
I would rather have sumo wrestling in the Olympics. I do like flag football. I think it's a great thing, but I would much rather. I think sumo wrestling should be an Olympic sport because of the tradition and heritage. Like, how long
the background.
It's been going on.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes complete sense. Well, there you go. And we are out of UBIs. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
By the way, I'm going to throw this in. The London Games in 1908, the first opening ceremony. And that's always a very big deal. Coming up next, it's about eating better. Boy, we all try, don't we? Some great nutrition tips from you, Sean Chen, coming up around the bend.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 37 charges he's facing surrounding his handling of classified documents. Outside the Miami courthouse, his attorney, Alina Haba, described it as an unprecedented occurrence.
Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden himself. retained possession of classified documents that have not been prosecuted.
The indictment accuses Trump of storing classified information at his Mar-a-Lago residence. Food prices are up as of last month after dipping in the spring. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, prices at the grocery store went up 0.1% from April to May. If Alexa couldn't help you today, you weren't alone. After experiencing a widespread outage, it seems that Amazon Web Services are now operational again. The outage had a significant impact on various internet services and websites which rely on AWS for their functioning. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm so pleased to introduce you to Yu Sha Chen. She is wonderful. The research that she's done, of course, she's a PhD, and there's a couple of books that we're going to talk about, and now more than ever, eating healthy food. How many times have we talked about this on these airways? Quick, easy. How can you enjoy cooking? Looking at the recipes, following along, and boy, she's got it all in a couple of these great, great books. So much conversation these days about plant-based, and she's got it for you. Plant-based, whole recipes, healthy, homemade meals made easy. Does it get any better than that? We're going to start there. Yu, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you for your introduction. You do know how to word it nicely. I appreciate so much. Thank you. It's my honor to be interviewed.
So you've been a nutritionist for a while. Do you think people are finally understanding what you've known all along, the value of plant-based and getting those vegetables and doing the things that you can really easily do?
It's the question. People out there, there's so a majority of people out there, I don't know. For me, as a teacher, I educate one person at a time, okay? When I give the public talk, even the public talk is maybe the most 50 people, but the most of the time, I deal with one by one. And when they get awakened, wow, this is the way to go. Then I say, okay, I did my job. Okay.
I like that. Okay. One person at a time. There is something about that. Instead of, you know, looking at the masses and saying, okay, now we got to just hammer all of this. So let's talk about the book that I mentioned, the plant-based whole recipes. And the easy way to make these recipes, which, of course, you can get these books on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. And we're going to give you Yu's website as well as we move along. But tell me the kind of, and the listeners, the kind of recipes we can expect in the book.
What kind of the ingredient? Okay. If you want to talk about a book, basically the book I divide into five chapters. Five chapters. The first chapter is raw food. I think that's the highlight, the important part. We all eat cooked food all the time. We kind of like ignore the existence of raw food. The importance of raw food is it brings us the active enzyme. Enzymes are workers inside our body, help us patch the damage, fix the problem, heal us. The reason we are alive because we have active enzyme working inside our body. So that you can get from raw food. Okay?
Oh, so raw food. So, for example, if you eat broccoli, if you eat cauliflower, carrots, there's all kinds of raw foods you can eat.
There's all kinds of raw food, like green leafy vegetable.
Mm.
We cook all the time, but try it raw. Hey, doesn't this best, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you because I like green leafy vegetables. I like spinach, and I like some of the ones that I just mentioned to you, too, for sure. So you said five chapters. You have it broken down into five chapters. Besides raw food, what else do you talk about?
Okay. First chapter is raw food. The second chapter is a whole grain. Okay. Whole grain, like a brown rice, because people who eat rice eat white rice all the time. I say white rice is the important nutrient has been stripped away, okay, and give you white. I say take it as a whole grain. Whole grain means take it as a whole before it's processed, okay? So it's the brown rice and the whole grain and that's the second chapter. The third chapter is beans and legumes. Do you eat beans, kidney beans, pinto beans? There's all kinds of beans, legumes, nuts. It's all together in there. And the next chapter is cooked vegetable. You know, I like cooked vegetable, and there's a big chapter. The cooked vegetable has 30 dishes there. I give example. And the last one is combination of dishes. You can have the raw combined with cooked, you know, all different combination, beans with vegetable, all the combinations. So that's all five chapters.
Wow, and it's great. I love how you explained, for example, the difference with the whole grains, with brown rice instead of the white rice, and what we talked about with the green leafy vegetables. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the recipes, of course, in there, which you can find them. It's wonderful. Like you have said, it's really broken down. You've got another book called Healthy Eating, Wholesome Living, and you talk about, in this book, you've got testimonials from people who have had some serious things that have been wrong with them and what's now happened as a result of the way they're eating. I mean, everything from colon cancer to acid reflux, that's the impact our food has on our bodies, correct?
Yes, you read well. My goodness, Kate, thank you. You're such a great reader.
So in this book, what do you hope people take away from reading Healthy Eating, Wholesome Living?
Well, just, I hope to wake people up to start paying attention to nutrition. Okay, but the way I have that book written, that actually was my first book about 12 years ago, okay, that I put together. That book is actually my history. I didn't, you know, the tradition brought me up, my family They eat white rice all the time, and all of a sudden I wake up into this reality that we didn't really know and didn't pay attention to nutrition. So I start my own research, and I find that's my history. I learn one thing at a time. And from giving example, it's from myself. Because I'm not that picky eater. So I ate a lot, and I was overweight. And when I start to pay attention to nutrition, and all of a sudden I found out my issue of anemia was taken care of without taking any medication. And the doctor was so surprised at me. Wow, you got it fixed. Now you don't need me. The doctor actually was kind of disappointed because they want to treat me. Hey, you have this disorder. Okay, let me give you medication. Let me give you this and this. And when I come back to visit second time, ooh, wow, you are no longer anemic, so you don't need to come back. And I kind of sense so disappointed, so I realize the doctor has to make their money.
Right, so, but you also realize what it can do for your body. So you are preaching what you went through, because even culturally, not thinking about it, and as you said, just you weren't picky. I can relate to that, because I wasn't a picky eater. And then that means you might eat some healthy things, but you're just kind of, you're good with anything. And right. It is one step at a time, isn't it? You take one step at a time, and you'd be surprised at what can happen with your health. I think you're telling us that.
Just my own personal story is in the book.
And so with these two books, and by sharing your story, and I know that you help people, and you've got classes where you talk to people, and you go through all the whole process, how does that make you feel?
I feel like now that I know the truth on the nutrition, I feel I have a mission to wake up more people out there, to bring this fact to that public know, hey, you start to pay attention to nutrition and your body will reward you. You are going to wake up. Oh, I have so much energy. You know, you feel so much better. That's what the student, I have so many feedback and testimony telling me. And they feel very grateful, finally realizing the truth on how to take care of our body with good nutrition.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what age. It's really, in a way, never too late.
Right.
People, I think that.
Correct. You said it right.
It's correct. Never too late. So both of these books I mentioned, their names, you can get them on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but also you can go to your website. Tell us your website.
Oh, my website is linutrition.com, because that's where I started from Long Island. I just abbreviate it. It's linutrition.com. You go to this website and you can get either the book. Yeah.
Yeah, either one of the books and more information for
right.
sure. Yeah. You, Shaw, thank you so much. Keep spreading the word. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. No wonder you look so good. You have the right concept. Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thank you for your interview.
Kate Delaney, I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is my island in the sun, where my fever has gone since I have begun. I may sail on many seas, the shore will always be home to me.
Oh, island in the sun.
Is Hidden So Deep. It's author Stone Spicer joins us here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I love this book. You know why? You know how much I love Hawaii. Then you throw mystery, intrigue, a little bit of crazy in it, and you are going to be hooked too as well. Stone, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kate. Anytime I can talk about Hawaii, it's just, I'm in heaven.
I agree with you, and I think we should tell that. I think we should tell that story because you lived in Hawaii, and it's interesting because you went to school in Hawaii. So tell us about that. Tell us about your love for the islands and how that all happened.
Well, I ran away from home literally when I was 17, and I was living in Australia, and. Of course, Hawaii is very close to Australia in direct line, so that's where I ended up. And one of the things my father asked me to do, he said, well, if you're going to leave, please go to university. So I went to University of Hawaii, and that's 70-some-odd years ago.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because you had a wonderful wife from everything that you've told me in our great off-air conversation, and you met her through the university, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Matter of fact, the very first day of classes, English 101, matter of fact, I walked in, and there was this very stunningly beautiful Hawaiian woman sitting there. 3 years later, she's my wife.
Yeah,
5 years later, we're starting to produce little ones.
I love that story. So you decide to write this book, and you've written other books. What is Hidden So Deep about? Tell us about your main characters and the gist of the story.
Well, the main character is Vian Coa, a young woman, graduated from university. She's a geologist. Born and raised in a big island of Hawaii, and she's just got natural curiosity to explore. She ends up exploring on Mauna Loa, drops down into a lava tube to explore the olivine in the walls of the lava, and her rope breaks, and she lands on a shelf a long ways down in the tube. And that starts the hunt. Because her dear friends on Oahu get a call from Vian's father saying that she's lost. All they can find is a truck that's been hot-wired. And so the hunt begins. And from there, we kind of morph into a lot of... I try to bring in as many places in the islands that I can that have disappeared, just vaporized under mountains of lava or bulldozers, and I try to recreate these spots so that people unfamiliar with the islands can relive something that's no longer there. They eventually do find her under the rumbling of an earthquake that's slowly drifting her towards the edge of a fall-off within this cave. So, yeah, it ends well. I don't like sad endings. I never write a story that has a sad end. I don't know how to do that. I don't enjoy sad endings. So all of my novels have an upbeat to it, an uplift.
Yeah, and this one, I love the title, Hidden So Deep, because that makes sense because of what you're talking about, the lava tube, what happens to her. She all of a sudden feels like this earthquake roll across the big island, and it pushes her to the brink of maybe death. And so there really is, in this book, there is the kind of thriller mystery, and I said intrigue at the beginning, and I would say the same thing, after going through this journey with her. What do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
Just a good feeling, Kate. That's predominantly why I guess I don't like happy. I don't like sad endings. I like happy endings. If a reader reads through this book and puts it down, and says, "Yeah, that was a good story. I like that," but they get a little quirk of mystery and intrigue and a little heartbeat running while they're trying to search and find the woman. So when they put the book down, I want them to feel good and feel that they was worth reading. And learn a little bit about the islands, like you say, about places that are gone, that they will never see, that I know so well, that I knew were there, was there. So, and that's the case in this book. There's a couple places, a Queen's Bath that was up on Kilauea that's gone now, Ahalanui, which is a warm pond that just recently got overflowed with lava and disappeared forever. So there's a lot of just absolutely stunning places that used to be that are no longer. Visitors to the island now will never see them.
Yeah, so, what lava gives, it takes away, too. And you see the show, but then there are the other things that happen when to obviously some of these sites that you're talking about. What's next as far as writing more novels for you?
Well, I'm taking a different twist, Kate. There was an incident when I was a young kid living in Australia. I try to write stories that start with something that I know, some happening in my life. And there was a small incident in Melbourne, Australia, before I left home. And I'm creating kind of an intrigue mystery around that, as somebody hunts down somebody that offended him. So it's a challenge because I'm trying to create a character that has bad intentions. And I'm having a ball trying to figure out how to do that because I that's not how I feel. That's not my emotion. But it's an exercise for me, and I think it's going to be quite an incredible story.
For you,
we'll
this
find
is...
out. Veiled intent. I'm sorry?
That's good. Veiled intent. So for you, you go from English 101 to becoming a novelist. Did you ever think that was going to happen?
No. No, I did not. I became a marketing person. I sold printing. I had the best territory in the world, Kate. I had Waikiki. It was my territory for 30 years. And I roamed the streets of Waikiki every day for 30 years, and it was wonderful. No idea in mind of ever writing a story, but my two buddies, the Three Musketeers, we got into a lot of fun, a lot of mischief, so to speak, as adults. And I started to write these stories down so I'd always remember them. Then I thought, well, I can't do that because then somebody else reads them. They're going to know us. And so I started, it just slowly morphed into being a story unrelated to my friends or what had happened. So that started my career in writing.
And there you go. And now look, all these years later, I want to tell everybody that, of course, they can get your book, Hidden So Deep, Stone Spice. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. You can also go to pageturner.us. They've got a bookstore there, too, that carries it. I'd be remiss not to ask you this, especially since I've had the pleasure of being to many of the islands in Hawaii. What would you say if somebody's going there for the first time, they're listening, they're saving their pennies, because I know people do that, like that's their big dream. You lived their big dream by, like you said, walking the streets. I mean, it was every day for you. But somebody finally gets that chance to go, what would you say is a don't miss this?
You know, as much as I hate to see the change that has happened, Hawaii really is Waikiki as far as a tourist is concerned. And I think anybody going there has to go to the island of Oahu and see what Waikiki is, envision what it might have been once upon a time. But it's a central spot to start there. And then I would suggest heading for the big island because it's the most intriguing of all the islands. There's so much there that it's so wide open, untraveled. So, yeah, hit Waikiki first. Get it. See it, understand it, and then find another pleasurable spot to roost down and stay for a while.
All right, you would know. That's great advice. Stone Spencer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. I really appreciate it talking to you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.